creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
They are the Beach Boys, of course, and God Only Knows. There's a little bit of a link in there, because at Roundhill School in Beeston, the Beeston players are performing a play called Entertaining Angels. Now, it's a new play to me, but to tell us more, a little bit more about the play is the director, Gary Frost. Nice to have him back on the show. Morning, Gary, how are you doing?
Morning, Kev. Yes, I'm well, thank you.
Jolly good. Now, as I mentioned, it's another new play. It's another new play to me anyway, although it was written back in 2006 by Richard Everett. How did the Beeston players find out about this particular play?
Well, it came about one of our members had seen another local amateur artists company do it a good few years ago, and they thought it would be a good fit for us, so we read it as a group, and we all really liked it, and we went ahead, and I put my hand up and said, I wouldn't mind directing that, so here we are.
So tell us a little bit about what Entertaining Angels is all about.
Well, it's the main character is Grace, who is recently, her husband's recently passed away, and he was a vicar in the parish. So being a vicar's wife, she's spent a long time doing the things that a vicar's wife would do, making quiches, pouring cups of tea. But now that her husband's gone, she's living life up by causing pain and being very witty tongue to people, mostly her long-suffering and estranged sister, who is a missionary in Uganda that's come back home to look after Grace. She also has a daughter, Jo, who is a psychotherapist, so she's on the receiving end of her sharp tongue. And also there's the new incoming vicar wanting to get started in the parish, where Grace doesn't want to give up the vicarage just yet.
And it some of the sort of things that she said, they're not godly at all, are they? As you said, she's got a very sharp tongue, as Grace. So, and it's a fairly small cast of five people. So who have you got playing who?
Well, we've got Alison Williams playing the main part, Grace. When the play was originally done in Chichester all that time ago, Penelope Keith played that role. And when we were reading the book, you could sort of imagine her sort of character and style at playing that. But Alison's really took this part, and it is a really hefty part. She's in most scenes, and now I only hear her voice when she's doing the acting now, and getting all the put downs of all the other characters. As her sister Ruth, we've got Nicola Adkin doing that. She stepped in with about 8 weeks to go because Gwen Murray, who was originally cast to play Ruth, had a serious illness, so she had to drop out. She's fine now. She's recovered and getting back to her usual self. Good. So it was a bit of an ask for Nicola to step in at short notice, but she's done really well and learnt all the lines really well. Then we've also got Bardolph, played by Paul Langston. Now, he is Grace's husband, the vicar of the local parish, and it's sort of left a bit up to the audience, I think, as to whether it's a figment of Grace's imagination. Is it a ghost? Is it an angel? That sort of thing. So there's a lot of interaction with that. We've got a new member to Beeston Players, Megan Southern, who's playing the daughter, Jo. It's her first time on stage, and she's took to it really, really well. And there's a lot of emotion in the play, as you would expect, given the circumstances that it's set in. And she really does turn on, waterworks and the happiness and the sadness. And then we've got Ali Parnham, who's playing the incoming vicar. Obviously, being a female vicar, that obviously upsets Grace a little bit, who's set in her ways. So, yes, and she's taken to it. It's almost as if she is a vicar with some of her lines coming out, quoting, you know, Bible and things like that. So, yeah, really good compact cast.
Sounds nice and strong. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Now then, the setting of Entertaining Angels. I went on YouTube and I had a look at a little bit of the play. I didn't want to see it all because I want this to be the first time that I see it. And the setting of Entertaining Angels is it's a typical English vicarage garden. So how have you managed to create a garden on stage? Because there's a river in there as well, isn't there?
Yes. The set was also a challenge for us, particularly for, you know, it's usually the players choose are inside or anything. So we've got some artificial turf on loan from the Derbyshire Shakespeare Theatre Company, so it looks like a garden. We're also using a area in front of the stage where we've got a stream, which at the moment we've used a bit of trickery and some imagination to try and get it to look like a stream. Yes. So and also there's supposed to be a tree that the vicar used to write their sermons under. So yes, we've had to use our imagination and a few tricks to get a nice tree on stage as well. So yeah, I'm going to go to fix it. It'll be a nice surprise. But yes, the set has been quite challenging.
Apart from that, and I know that it's not sometimes easy and it's not cheap to get stuff like turf and you know, to hire it from other people. Apart from that, what's been the most difficult thing to source, sort of props wise or costumes? What have you found the most difficult thing?
I think the most difficult thing that we don't think, because it's set out in a garden, there's also a lawnmower going across the front, and usually we have a brown carpet for indoor sets. It's like that's not many people mow brown grass. So yes, it was getting the artificial turf. We just happened to see another company that were doing outside edge, and they'd got some lovely green turf, so we sort of asked if we could borrow it, and when we got that, it was a big relief. So it was the turf, and also the other things to make it look as if it was outside. The stream is sort of an idea which we think it will work. It's actually, if you know, we've not got running water or anything, but hopefully people can use their imaginations, and we've got a stream. Add some sound effects in that. Hopefully the audience's imagination will go with us on that.
The usual theatre magic that that beast of players normally drag out for stuff like that. Because I think a lot of the time when people go to see productions, they just, they see it in a way quite tunnel vision, because they see everything on stage and they don't realise sort of how much time and money that goes into actually creating the sets. The last one that you did in the charity shop, you know, you see that, and it looked exactly like a charity shop, and people see it, and I'm sure they don't sort of appreciate, maybe they do, but they don't see sort of all the time and effort that goes into it. And it is a lot of work, isn't it, for any local theatre company to actually get that right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you see the actors on stage, but that's really only like the tip of the iceberg. There's, you know, lots of things going on. You know, we started reading the play in January, so, you know, it's been 5 months, not only just the acting, but thinking about how to do the lighting. The set has kept us on our toes as well, also doing the publicity. And also there, you know, at the front of house, we've got people there meeting and greeting, taking the ticket money. We've got the sound, we've got the lighting. Yeah, there's the props. There's a lot more than you see on stage. We've got members of Beast and Players that actually have no desire to act. So, you know, even if you don't want to appear on stage, you know, by all means, come join us. There's lots of parts and roles to play, and we also have things like social evenings as well. So it is like a big family that we all pull together and put these productions on.
Absolutely. And I know that if anybody's listening who's very good with the hands and carpentry and stuff like that, any local theatre company will be very pleased to have you making sets and painting and stuff like that. So it's always needed. So now the play itself, it's a very English comedy, isn't it? It's very British.
Yes. So very, yes.
So if anybody likes typical British comedy, and as you mentioned, Penelope Keith played the part of Grace when it was first done years ago, and you can't get much more British than Penelope Keith. So I think a lot of the time, you know, British comedy and British plays and stuff like that, quintessentially British, it's nice to see something that's real homegrown, isn't it?
Yes. It gives you. It's more relatable, I think, because it's English, and you expect things like that. And there's a lot of sharp wit and put downs, and also in this particular play, the four female characters, they're really strongly written female characters, which is fairly rare. Play you might get one with four strong female characters that all go through the emotions and a journey and change their outlook on life. It really appealed to me in that sense.
Well, I can't wait to get to see it, because I love quintessentially English comedy. I do. And Richard Everett has written a cracker here. It's called Entertaining Angels. It's at the Roundhill School in Beeston. There's a big car park right near it, and after 6 o'clock I think it's free. So, you know, no reason not to. It's on the tram line, it's on the bus line. Mm-hmm. Just get a bike there, you know, park it up outside. It's absolutely fine. It's at Roundhill School. It's in Beeston. It's being performed by the Beeston Players. Gary, tell us how we can get tickets.
Well, you can get tickets on the door or online at beestonplayers.org, or you can call the number 077-22-55-1387 to reserve tickets. And as I say, it's like Roundhill School on Foster Avenue in Beeston on Wednesday the 15th of May to Saturday the 18th.
Lovely stuff. You're doing my job for me. Yeah, I was going to mention that next. So that's brilliant. It's going to be, as usual, Beeston Players put on excellent productions every single time. The Saturday the 18th of May, it's just the matinee, isn't it?
There's just no evening.
So make sure that you get your tickets and go and see this wonderful comedy. It's called Entertaining Angels. Gary, thank you so much. It's been lovely to chat to you again. Give my love to Sue.
Pleasure.
And I shall I'll see you both down there.
Okay.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.